about 39 million people were living with HIV in 2022, and most live in sub-Saharan Africa. Effective treatment lowers the amount of virus in the blood, protects health, and reduces transmission. In recent years, Nigeria has moved many patients to dolutegravir, a potent antiretroviral medicine. The question is straightforward. Is this transition delivering durable viral suppression in everyday care? A core target of the UNAIDS, the Joint United Nations Program on HIV/AIDS. This research, led by Adam Abdullahi, a Takemi Fellow at the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health, with collaborators from the University of Cambridge, the Institute of Human Virology in Nigeria, and Harvard T.H. Chan, is titled Longitudinal Outcomes of Dolutegravir-Based Antiretroviral Therapy in People Living with HIV. Retrospective analysis from a nationally representative Nigerian cohort. It examines how Nigeria's transition to dolutegravir is performing over time. The purpose was to measure how often people achieved virological suppression at 12 and 24 months after starting or switching to a dolutegravir-based regimen, and to identify factors associated with that outcome. The study used a retrospective analysis of population-level program data from 2018 to 2019, with follow-up out to 2 years. It included 33,982 adults aged 15 years and older, with electronic records abstracted in Abuja. Most participants were women, about 65%, and the median age was 38 years. Suppression was defined as 50 copies of HIV per milliliter or fewer. The analysis applied Poisson regression to estimate predictors of suppression. About 81% had a 12-month viral load result, and about 76% had a 2-year result. The findings point to a strong viral response at the population level. About 80% of those with a 12-month result were suppressed, and this rose to 82% at 24 months. People who switched to dolutegravir from another regimen tended to have higher suppression than those who started dolutegravir as their first regimen at both time points. In adjusted analyses, being a switcher and being female were the strongest predictors of suppression at 1 and 2 years. Older age and receiving care at tertiary level facilities were also associated with better outcomes. At 1 year, low-level viremia, between 50 and 999 copies per milliliter, was common, affecting roughly 16%, and a smaller share, about 5%, had 1,000 or more copies. These patterns underscore the importance of close follow-up beyond the first year. There are honest constraints to keep in mind. Because this is a retrospective analysis of routine program data, the results show associations rather than cause and effect. Incomplete viral load testing and suboptimal retention in care also limit a full picture of outcomes over time and may allow ongoing transmission in the community. Even with those limitations, this work suggests that Nigeria's transition to dolutegravir is associated with robust suppression at scale. To build on this progress, programs can sustain dolutegravir as the first-line option while strengthening routine viral load monitoring, drug resistance assessment where indicated, and practical adherence support to keep people engaged in care. Attention to service delivery matters too. The link with tertiary's level care points to the value of strong clinical systems. This work was developed within the Takemi Program in International Health, with acknowledgments to the Cambridge Africa Program. Explore more on the Takemi website